Hey guys, here's another review for today. I'm going to be putting up quite a few reviews, as I said. I'm like getting so into reading after exams and stuff. So, I've been reading quite a few books. I'm still reading, like totally happy because I'm such a bookworm, such a book addict. I'm just like, oh, I'm so happy I can read again without worrying about deadlines or anything, work and stuff. So yeah, anywho. Let's continue. So, the next book I'm going to be reviewing today, or now, is The Labyrinth of Osiris. The Labyrinth of Osiris, O-S-I-R-I-S, by Paul Sussman. It's amazing. It's such a good book. Basically, it's set in Egypt and Israel. And it's a kind of, like, detective novel, but actually it's really cool because it's, like, it explores so many different themes, like, the line between good and bad, the line between clever and stupid, common sense and, like, not common sense, like, right and wrong, like, anger, like, how much you should let anger take over, and how much you should let it, like, you know, like, take over, and, like, how much you should follow and how much you should, like, leave it be and stuff. And it deals with grief, it deals with, like, because it's a detective novel, so there's, like, these two policemen, and then, you know, there's, like, heartache, there's, like, betrayal, there's, like, anything, like, and it's also interesting because it, like, talks about ancient Egypt, and, like, they discover, like, one of the detectives discovers this mine, like a really big mine and stuff. Basically, like, I don't want to, like, spoil the plot, but I just thought I'd give you a little, like, outline of, like, certain things it talks about. But basically, like, it's unexpected, so many things, like, you would so not expect. Certain things are still ambiguous towards the end of the book, which is really cool because, like, usually books always tie up stuff, but sometimes I don't like it when books do that, but in this book, I don't mind, like, because most things are tied up, and most things make sense, but then the one or two things that don't make sense, it's okay, like, I can reconcile myself to that, and probably you can too, because it's just so good and really well written. And yeah, there's so, as with the Mountains Echo, there's, like, loads of connecting stories that kind of link up, and there's loads of different points of view, which is really cool. Yeah, rich, poor, like, policemen, like, from different countries, like, Jerusalem, then Tel Aviv, then, you know, like, Luxor, which is in Egypt, and Aswan, and all that. Yeah, it's a really good book, and I definitely recommend you read it. Yay!